Hi everybody, it's Teresa from Sojourn Retreat. It is the 13th of September 2023, and today's devotion is titled Pruning Season. As you all know, it is spring, although you wouldn't have said it yesterday, it was freezing. But following my mom-in-law's lead, I got stuck into pruning my roses last week. I'm pretty sure I've been involved with pruning at some point in my life before, but this year was somehow different. It was more special. And it was because I was involved in the entire process from the beginning. And by that, I mean that apart from inheriting some established rose bushes when I moved into our new house 3 years ago, I actually went to a rose farm in November last year and bought myself a couple of plants. And that was quite exciting to walk around, look at which ones you like, and then purchase them. And then I managed to keep them alive, which is a miracle because I don't have the greenest of fingers. But I was able to watch them grow, and they really started thriving into, they were quite big already, the plants. I had learned from my mom-in-law to regularly de-head them, which I did religiously, and I watered them and fertilized them. And so as I started pruning them, I found it quite difficult because I felt like I was cutting away all that progress. And then once I'd finished and I stepped back, I actually felt awful because it looked so stark. It actually looked like a war zone. And for a second, I thought, gee whiz, I think I've killed these plants. And feeling a bit of concern, I then went and researched on the internet, and my heart was quickly set at ease with the following statement. It said, "It's almost impossible to kill a rose bush by over pruning." It went on to say that they grow prolifically and will fill in quickly. And then it even stated that pruning is vital for it, for a rose bush, because it helps prevent disease by removing areas that may harbor infestations. And that even includes areas where the stalks rub against each other, because apparently the moment the stalk opens up, it opens up an area where disease can go into the plant. I then went on to look at the definition for pruning or prune, and it said to trim a tree, a shrub, or a bush by cutting away dead or overgrown branches or stems, especially to encourage growth. And so this got me thinking about the Word of God, because a while ago, you'll remember we looked at John 15, and there it speaks of pruning. And I wanted to see what that all meant. The verse is titled The True Vine, and this is John 15. And in verse 2, we read, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit." So what does pruning mean in this context? Many are taught, and I must admit that I believed this for many years, many are taught that God prunes us through things like sickness, death, poverty, or tragedy so that we will bear more fruit. In fact, many believe that God is out to get us sometimes. But I want to show you today that this is not the way God prunes us. This belief is not consistent with the rest of God's word either, and believing that God would use these painful things to cut or slash us for the purpose of bearing more fruit carries the risk of us embracing such as being good or even necessary in our lives. Remember the distinction we looked at in John 10 verse 10, which says the thief does not come except to steal, kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundant. Abundantly. This is not to say that we can't learn from tragedy, and that God can sometimes use things we go through, whether as a result of decisions we've made, or even just because we live in a fallen world, that God is able to use those things to draw us near to Him, or even give us, teach us at something through it. In Genesis 50, verse 20, and this is the account where Joseph was betrayed by his brothers, he says of the whole incident, he says, "But as for you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people alive." And so we see there that what the enemy intended for evil, God was then able to use for good. We all make mistakes and bad things happen to us, but it is not God. In fact, God has a different and better way. When we continue with the verse in John 15, we find the answer. In verse 2, I'm just going to read that again, just for reference purposes. It says, "Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit." Verse 3 says, "You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you." And I want to show you two things there. The word clean that they use there is exactly the same word in earlier translations that they use for the word prune. And so prune shows that it's a process of cleaning. And then if we continue in that word, it says, because of the word which I have spoken to you. And this is the other thing I want to highlight here. This whole verse is actually, the context of it is that the word of God is what God uses to prune and clean us. So when the Bible speaks about pruning, it talks about the word. The word is what prunes us. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 16 to 17, it says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work. That last section, that the man of God may be complete and thoroughly equipped for every good work, that is the fruit that he is speaking of here. So we see that God's word reproves, corrects, and instructs us. And that God does not physically affect his children to get those same results. When we continue with that verse in John 15, it says in verse 5, I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. And that just shows the relationship between the fellowship with him and spending time in the word and the fruit that will come from it. In verse 7, it goes on to say, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask for what you desire and it shall be done for you. Again, that just shows us that that verse context is actually about the word. Within a week of pruning my roses, one bush has already got two beautiful roses on it. And it's just in time for spring and everything around it is awakening. And so I want to just point out again, the rest of them have also got a whole lot of buds on, so I can't wait to see what's going to happen. But it is a clear fact here that as we spend time in God's presence and in his word, and that is what prunes us, and that he will develop and grow us through that, so that we are equipped for every good work, and that is the fruit that he speaks of here. I pray that you have a blessed week, and we'll touch base again soon. I will be posting a status on my WhatsApp with all the progress. I don't know if you've seen it. I did post it this last week. I was having a bit of a problem with my videos to get them on. But if you can just, I'm going to post it again today. So if you're keen to see what's happening on the retreat side, I will be posting that again. So please just visit that status report and you'll be able to see. We are making incredible progress and I will keep you posted. Have a great week. Goodbye.